A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. He said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who is called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. As a child, I can remember my parents throwing parties for friends and family. We kids would spend the day making sure the house was spot clean, only to be relegated upstairs with soda and popcorn to watch TV once the first guests arrived. Feeling like we were being left out of all the fun, we would eventually abandon our provided entertainment and end up on the landing of the stairs, taking turns peeking around the corner to see what we were missing. This would last until Mom or Dad caught sight of us and then ushered us off to bed. Reflecting on this weekend's readings, I initially felt like I did as a child, like I was missing out on all of the fun. I wished I could have been there with Peter, Mary Magdalene, and the other disciples in order to get a taste of the whole resurrection experience. Instead, it was like I was on the landing of the gospel, just catching a glimpse of what went on. Then I got to the line in the gospel where Jesus says to the disciples, "Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." In those few words, the gospel writer draws each one of us into the experience of the resurrected Christ and reminds us that we, too, are members of the community of disciples. Through our baptism, we have been given a share in the same life and hope and spirit as the first disciples through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. There is no need for us to feel like we've come late to the party, as Thomas must have felt when he missed Jesus' first appearance to the disciples. For we can proclaim, like the disciples, that we too have seen the Lord. In fact, that is our calling, especially during this Easter season. The author of the Gospel almost challenges us to name the other signs done by Jesus that are not written in the book. All of the stories of Jesus in the Gospels were written, as John says, that we might come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Ours is a living and active faith. Jesus promised that he would be with us for all time, to the end of the world. A quick glance at the headlines, though, might leave us wondering if the end is near. But the fact of the matter is that we are still here, and that means that Jesus is too. And so we are called to give voice to how we have seen the Lord. Each one of us has our own experiences to share. But if we're not certain, all we have to do is look around, and we will see him, more often than not, among the suffering, the broken, and the wounded. In this is Jesus showing us his hands and side. In our probing those situations, we will come to the same faith as Thomas, who declared, "My Lord and my God." We have seen the Lord in places where there are weapons of destruction ready to be launched in a moment's notice, even here in the United States. But Jesus is there in the witnesses, Dominican sisters and other people of faith among them, who chose to walk 50-some miles from site to site during Holy Week, seeking to bring an end to nuclear weapons. Such witness and conviction allows us to say, "My Lord and my God." We have seen the Lord in our very own church, which continues to be plagued by the sin of greed, abuse, and power. Yet, Jesus is there in the accountability, transparency, and vulnerability of many of its leaders. Today, we celebrate the canonization of two of our leaders, Popes John the 23rd and John Paul II, who in their own ways sought to change the church and the world. Such faithfulness causes us to say, "My Lord and my God." We have seen the Lord in those suffering with illness, disease, or addiction. Jesus is there in the family and friends who surround them with love and prayers and presence. Such compassion compels us to say, "My Lord and my God." The good news of the resurrection of Jesus is that we are not missing out on any of the fun. There is no need for us to remain standing on the landing of the gospel stories, simply trying to catch a glimpse of what is going on. The gift of our faith through baptism is the invitation to join the party. The Lord has caught sight of us and has ushered us into his life and his love. In our acceptance of the invitation, we partake of the banquet food at the table of the Eucharist. By doing so, we commit ourselves to proclaiming as Peter, Mary Magdalene, and all the other disciples who have gone before us, that Jesus is alive and in our midst, for we have seen and come to believe that he is the Christ, the Son of God, the Risen One.